This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, June 13. The Groaning of the Spirit. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. Romans 8 speaks of a threefold groaning in our world. The creation is groaning like a woman in childbirth to be set free from decay. Earthquakes and hurricanes ravage the earth. We cannot fish in many rivers because they are polluted. Our use of fossil fuels is ruining the ozone layer that protects us from excessive radiation from the sun. Can you hear the restless and anguished groans of creation? Likewise, Spirit-filled believers are groaning. Cancer devastates our bodies. Racial injustice attacks our communities. The COVID-19 pandemic has disabled our nations and killed many, many people, while increasing opportunities for abuse. Can you hear the grief-stricken sobs and cries of God's people? Along with us, the Holy Spirit is also groaning while interceding for us in ways that only God can understand. And the Spirit's groaning changes everything, because it enables both creation and us to have hope and to wait patiently. Paul concludes that the creation waits expectantly for the children of God to be revealed, when it will be freed from its bondage to decay. Likewise, as Spirit-filled Christians, we hope for what we do not see, and therefore wait patiently. How are you doing as you groan over all the effects of sin in this world? Do you hear the Spirit groaning along with you? Groaning yet hopeful. That's the life we have as God's children on this earth. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, intercede for us that we may help to bring others hope as we await the full coming of your kingdom. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.